Baie welkom by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt op 'n Vrydag aand 9:00. Onthou Draaipunt word weer herhaal op 'n Sondagmiddag 5:30. Ek is Lorraine Catske en is regtig vir my 'n voorreg om te luister na die getuienisse van mense wat keer op keer net weer vir jou en vir my kom bevestig. Ons dien 'n lewende God en ek weet iewers in hierdie Draaipunt getuienisse is daar 'n verhaal wat tot jou hart gaan spreek. So maak jou hart oop, wees ontvanklik vir die boodskap. Baie dankie dat jy ingeskakel is. Baie belangrik ook, onthou, as jy 'n getuienis het, laat weet vir my per SMS na 32716. Dit kos vir jou R1 of met die WhatsApp 0846614104. Jy SMS of WhatsApp net vir my die woord Draaipunt en jou naam daarby en dan bel ek vir jou en ons neem ook jou getuienis op. 'n Persoon wat wel reageer het sit vandag hier by my in die ateljee. Dis Nisa Brink. Dis lekker om jou hier te hê en baie dankie. Ek weet jy het ver gery om hier te kom. Baie welkom.
Baie dankie, Lorraine. Is dit okay as ek in Engels praat? Ek het die Bybel geleer in Engels en is vir my baie meer makliker.
Jy is welkom. Jy kan Engels of Afrikaans praat. Ek sal vir jou die vraag vra in Engels en in Afrikaans. But let's start at the very beginning. Nisa, you grew up in a religion far removed from the Christian religion. But even as a young child, you became aware of the presence of Jesus. Tell us about it. Tell us your story.
I was 6 years old and I was playing outside with my family members. We had the Sunday school teacher and she was talking about Jesus. And I was standing there and I was so amazed and I saw this big presence, this white light, this man in spirit form, and I was sitting on his shoulders and he was carrying me on his shoulders, and I felt the utmost joy and peace and happiness, and I ran back home to go and tell my parents about this man that came to carry me on his shoulders. But the enormousness the of my feeling was how happy and how glad and the joy that I felt, and I felt a love that just surpasses this worldly. I was 6 years old. Wow. At the time. So I ran home to go and tell my parents and I was so happy, and then I realized that they don't know Jesus and that they, I just was warned that I couldn't say then. And I must be honest, Jesus has been with me throughout my life, even though I did not acknowledge him as Jesus. And this past few years, I've had a lot of visions from this big white man and the peace and the glory and the magnificence of this dreams that I had was like I was transported into another reality. And you know the Lord speaks to me in the stillness when I'm still, and I never really read the Bible, not in my life at all, but this presence, this cloudy, magnificent presence was in my room, and all I realized then that the Bible must be true because this is Jesus. I didn't know Jesus in my mind. I didn't know Jesus in my heart, but some part of me knew that Jesus was there, and he told me to read the Bible. And 18 years later, I started reading the Bible, and then I realized all the visions and the dreams is actually being explained in the Bible as Jesus Christ.
How magnificent. Now with me in the studio today, I've got Nisa Brink. Nisa, when did you really accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And how did it change your life?
In February of last year, I spoke to the Lord because I knew it was there's a part of me that knows something. And I said, stop chasing me. I can't. Just why don't you just leave me alone, you know? Everyone's going to leave me if I accept Jesus. And I said, I just can't do it. And there was just silence, just complete and utter silence. And that was God's answer to me, like never. The next week I was baptized. My husband baptized me at home. And for the past year and a half, I've been studying the Bible full time. And it's like Jesus took me through a walk through history, how it started and how it's ending. And the one thing that I had to work on was my feet fitted with the sandals of peace, the gospel of peace and the gospel of love. That is who Jesus Christ is. He doesn't come to make war. He came to love us and to show us the way back home to the Father through His Spirit.
Now, you know, as you rightly say, for the past year and a half, you've been walking very closely in your life as a Christian. If someone is listening to us today, you were exactly there. You knew about Jesus. You knew about the Bible, but Job says, now I've seen him face to face. So if there's someone still playing on two thoughts, should I or shouldn't I, what message do you have for people who are still considering giving their life and surrendering totally to Jesus Christ?
It's called free will. You can make a choice, and the choice is the inner choice. And Jesus says, call on me. And I will come. And once you've seen the glory of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, you know that all other spirits isn't holy. Only Jesus is the only way to the Father.
Jesus says it himself. If someone thinks, well, you know, I kind of enjoy my life now. I don't want to give up on the enjoyment. They think that this is going to be a life of sobriety, that they're going to miss out on a lot of things. What do you say to a person?
Jesus died for our sins. And every day He forgives us. He forgave us 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. We didn't know Him then. A lot of us don't know Him now, but He died to take our sins and the guilt and the shame that a lot of people faces because of abuse and trauma and whatever else is out there that attacks us. The inner joy that you gain inside surpasses any joy that this world has to offer, because we all know no one is going to stay here forever ever. We are going to die, and when I die, then I would want to know where I'm going. And Jesus gives us the assurance of where we are going, and He even showed me that in a vision. I had this dream where I was crucified, and it was a very intense, scary dream. I was lying in this dark hole underneath with a lot of dead bodies around me, and someone walked past me, and it was this huge white light, this white light that I know is Jesus, and He lifted His hand, and He took His hand and He put it on my forehead where the big snake was biting me. And I saw there was a hole in His hand. And he was telling me with that dream that doesn't matter where you are, I will come fetch you because you are mine. And death is a temporary thing because we know that Jesus will be there to take us back home. And that was an amazing dream. Scary, but amazing.
I mean, you know, what I take away from your testimony today, Nisa, is this. You said it yourself so rightly. It's a choice that we have to make, but it's a choice of will. Jesus is a gentleman. God will never force us to do anything. He gave us a free will to choose Him. That's the one thing. The second thing is, people think often that they have to wait until they leave certain things. They have to wait until they live more holy, as it were. But we know that God says, come to me today, just as you are. But you know, God will take you just as you are, but He loves you too much to let you stay that way.
Yes, the most amazing thing about Jesus to me is that, you know, I was a sinner. I had a lot of sins, and I asked Jesus, you know, what are you doing with me? I've sinned so much. And He didn't look on my sin. He said, I died for your sin.
Amen.
So you don't carry the guilt and you don't carry the shame, because we were all born into this culture where we get abused and traumatized, and sometimes we don't see our way out because of our pain, agony, and shame.
We are all destined for the same destiny, which is everlasting death, unless we make that choice of will, like you so rightly said. Nisa, you know what? It's been such a pleasure talking to you today, honestly. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I have to say something that you mentioned before we started, while we were still discussing your testimony, and that is that you feel the time is short and we need to talk to people and to tell them you cannot carry on the way you are.
There is a right and there is a wrong. And your spirit and your heart, just like you, a parent, love your children, God loves us. And just like you don't want to see them hurt, God doesn't want to see you hurt. And that is why Jesus came. No other reason but to come and fetch his children and show them that he loves them because he died for them.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming through all the way to come and share your testimony. We greatly appreciate that. And the prayer of my heart is that God will bless you and that God will take your faith to higher levels, to new levels. Thanks for coming in.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. Peace and just peace and love to all the listeners out there. And may God be with us all and make his face shine upon all of us.
Amen.
That's the Lord's prayer.
Amen.